الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Realize this is the day of Jumu'ah, and we should think of it with the word Jumu'ah, not Friday. Friday, then it will be just like any other day, Sunday, Monday, then the value of that day doesn't enter our heart. But when it's Jumu'ah, for every mu'min, Jumu'ah has a special connotation. It comes with lot of meaning. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in the week the sun rises upon is the day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith it comes, Sayyidul Ayyam al-Jumu'ah. The king of all days is the day of Jumu'ah. And also it comes that Jumu'ah is an Eid, more greater than the other two Eids. We all know how much preparation, anticipation, preparation we make for the other two Eids. If we ask ourselves for Jumu'ah, do we make 1% of that? Whereas Jumu'ah is an Eid more greater than the other Eids also. Ulama have written that the night of Jumu'ah, last night which passed, is a night more greater than Laylatul Qadr also. For Laylatul Qadr, everyone tries that I must get Laylatul Qadr. We make ibadat the whole last 10 nights. Whatever little bit more we can do so that we find Laylatul Qadr. But the night of Jumu'ah, some ulama of the opinion, is a night more greater than Laylatul Qadr also. Really, the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, from last night Maghrib till tonight Maghrib, is very, very special. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the speciality of it and then to appreciate it. We have got very few Jumu'ahs in our life. And to make for the Akhirat, this is our opportunity. When rewards are magnified, when rewards are multiplied so greatly, so we should not lose out. Allah give us tawfiq. Whatever is left in our lives, Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate. And a special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah and the night of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi, durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a very, very great ibadat. It has come in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads 100 times durood a day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atu minan nifaq, bara'atu minan nar. That person is free from nifaq, hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the filthiest, dirtiest sins. Nobody would like a hypocrite at all. A person who is sweet to you, in front of you, but at the back, he stabs you in the back. He speaks bad about you. Nobody likes such a person. And there were many of these munafiqeen who should even come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and speak so sweetly. And what they should declare their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they just turn their backs and then they do everything against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Islam, the Muslims, etc. So even in dunya's matters, these things are to be two-faced. That you are not with these people, not with this people. It comes in a hadith that a munafiq, when he comes to this people, he goes with that face to them, to make them happy. When he goes to the other people, he goes with that face to them. He's a two-faced person. And that person gets a slap from both sides eventually. In the Hadith Sharif, the punishment for a munafiq, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that they will be in the lowest pits of the fire of Jahannam. And that is explained that they will be in iron coffins that will have burned red hot, and they will be just lying in there. And they won't be able to move also. And that imagine that iron coffin which is red hot and you're just lying in there. And forever and ever, who can tolerate it? But by the barakat of reading Durood Sharif, Allah will free us from this hypocrisy and nifaq. And this is unfortunately a thing that is so common amongst us also. We meet somebody, we meet him very nicely. And behind him, then we are against him. When we go to other people, we are with them. So we are two-faced. This is a terrible, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will relieve us and save us from that. And also, bara'atum minan nar. It is also a person will get salvation, he'll be freed. He gets a certificate that he will be free from the fire of Jahannam. Yea, in this world, who of us can tolerate the flame of a matchstick, of a cigarette lighter, or even just a fly buzzing around our ear, around our nose, we can't take that also. A mosquito bite we can't take. A wasp bite. Allah save us from a snake bite. How terrible. What will be the fire of Jahannam? We cannot imagine how severe that punishment will be. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one aspect, and many ayats of the Quran, and this is also one thing, we must get a balanced view of the Quran Sharif. Most of us only look at the positive side, the ayats of Jannat, etc. But there is the other side, and we have to be afraid. We don't know how our maut is going to come. If a person's maut comes, and today is the time when iman is just being snatched away so easily from who and who. And if a person has to die without iman, what will be his condition? So in the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذِلْ أَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلْ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلْ. When there will be yokes, collars put around their necks, that means they won't be able to move in the least, but they'll be stuffed the head. They won't be able to move. And they will be chained with chains. And those chains of akhirat, chains of fire they will be chained with. Yushabuna fil hameem. And then they will be dragged in boiling water. Yeah, one drop of boiling water is too much for us. And those people will be dragged in boiling water. Summa finnari yusjarun. And then they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. We have to fear this. If we have to die without iman, anyone, our family people, close ones, if they have to die without iman, what will be the condition? But by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will free us from all those things. Allah will protect our iman. Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq to be strong on our iman. So just 100 times, and a person comfortably can read in 2 minutes, 100 times, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just read that and we'll get, by the barakat of it, Allah will free us from hypocrisy, will free us from the fire of Jahannam. And those are the degrees that we need. We don't need university degrees. We don't need praises from people. We need from Allah Ta'ala that He sets us free from the fire of Jahannam and from hypocrisy. Now, as we are sitting, let us make our niyat, each one think for ourselves. When will I give the 2 minutes for Durood Sharif? Much more we should do, but at least that every day between Fajr Sunnat and Fajr Faraz, or after Fajr, before Maghrib, after Maghrib, whenever. But let us fix a time, and every day, without fail, we read that. And the easiest way is, we tell our family people, our friends, go and tell 10 people. This is a wonderful prescription our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave. Whatever you want to do, whatever you hear in a bayan, go and tell 10 people. Then yours will become strong also, and by the barakat of that, you'll get tawfiq of amal also. And tomorrow when you don't do it, you forget. You become unmindful. Those people will remind you. Yesterday you were giving us big bayan, big lectures that we must do this, we must do that. Now you're not doing it yourself. In that way, we will be encouraged also to do it. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will fulfill 100 needs of his. 70 of the akhirat And that is mentioned first in the hadith, because akhirat is more important. Unfortunately, we give preference to dunya. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. We give preference to dunya. So akhirat, 70 of our needs, and also that we see our greater needs will be for akhirat. There are those two people, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Who only ask for dunya. And who only ask for dunya, they got no share in the akhirat. And those who ask, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Goodness of dunya, we are commanded to ask, no problem. But not only dunya we ask. Each one of us think, when did we make dua for akhirat? Ya Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, my family, let us enter into Jannah. Dunya thinks we make dua. Commonly, also think, when we ask somebody to make dua for us, what is it? My mother is sick, my father is ill, somebody came in an accident, those duas. But did we ever ask dua that for my akhirat, for me, for my family, make dua, Allah save us from Jahannam? Unfortunately, what Allah has described of the kuffar, the people who are dogs of the dunya, that quality is in us. We also just worried of dunya. We don't ask about akhirat, whereas we should be asking. So by reading 100 times Durood Sharif a day, Allah will fulfill 70 and more needs of us, which are of the akhirat. Allah will fulfill them. And 30 of dunya also, which shows that dunya's needs are much, much more smaller. All the cancer people have got, heart problems, all of it together is not one bit of the least and lowest azab of the qabr and of akhirat. That we must be worried about. But Allah will fulfill our needs of dunya also. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif a day, Allah will raise him with the shuhada, with the martyrs. And that is a very honorable and great position. The very special place they will have. Just for 2 minutes a day. And Allah will... Durood Sharif, Allah loves very, very greatly. Allah give us the tawfiq to read much more than 100 times. And on Jumu'ah to increase it much, much more. And another great benefit of Durood Sharif, great, great ulama have discussed this masala, this issue. And at the end they have written the summary of it. As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. Guaranteed it is accepted. Many of us, we have already made some namazes, nafal. We'll make Jummah with the imam. We hope from Allah, Allah will accept. And Allah is most merciful. We have great hope, but we've got no guarantee. But Durood Sharif, guaranteed it is accepted. And not only accepted, on what you read your Durood, that amal also gets accepted. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people that with all your du'as, read Durood Sharif. Your du'as are also stuck in between the earth and the heavens. Durood Sharif takes it into acceptance by Allah ta'ala. Any amal we do, we read Durood Sharif, that amal gets accepted. So it is accepted itself, it makes other amal also to be accepted. We can't be unmindful of Durood Sharif. On one occasion, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and told him, oh Musa, how close your speech is to your tongue. What our tongue? Speech is with the tongue. It's with the tongue. How close your hearing is with your ears. How close your ruh is with your body. Body, ruh is in the whole, every part of the body. Wherever the ruh goes out, that part becomes dead. It will turn into gangrene. It will have to be cut off. It is in every part of the body, the ruh. How close your wasawis, your stray and wrong thoughts are to your heart. How much we think of wrong things, so much. More closer than that I am to that person who reads Durood Sharif abundantly on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We just read Durood Sharif abundantly. Allah is more closer than that to us. So Allah give us tawfiq of this great, great amal of Durood Sharif. And Jum'ah, we should try and increase it much more. Minimum 300. And some ulama have taken out a beautiful point that 313 times the Ashabi Badriyin, that it will have even more greater effect. Allah give us tawfiq. And more than that, 500, 1,000, 1,500, as much as we can on Jumu'ah, we should increase our Durood Sharif. And also, Allah give us tawfiq to read it with passion, with feeling, with kindness, with love we read it. Not as a duty to finish numbers, but with feeling and muhabbat. Then see the greater, what greater effect it has got. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, the love of deen, the love of sunnahs will come into a person. He will become an ashik of sunnahs, ashik of deen. And he will hatred of the ways of the kuffar, which by and large has permeated almost all of us today. Kuffar lifestyle, tashabbuh bil kuffar, whether it is their lifestyle, their education, their dressing, their going for holidays, whatever, almost everything we just copying them. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, the hatred of that will come into our hearts. Some young people have written, and they say that what you speak about sports, etc., about education, we know it's 100% correct, but a very bitter pearl to swallow. Because we love it so much, it has become ingrained in us. Just read Durood Sharif and see how Allah in His mercy, Qudrat and kindness will change the whole thing. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another great amal for the day of Jum'ah, for every day, we should try and read Surah Kahf, which starts about the half of the 15th Supara and ends before the quarter of the 16th Supara. Try and read every day at least the first 10 ayats in the morning, last 10 ayats at night, which won't even take us a minute. And on Jumu'ah, try and read the whole surat. And if we can read the whole surat every day, that will be the ideal. Allah give us tawfiq. By the barakat of that, the fitnas which are coming, it's like a tasbih, the string of which has been broken. And the beads are just falling out. One way they're coming out. Fitnas are coming, not by the day, not by the hour, by the minute fitnas are coming. And terrible fitnas which are attacking our aqidah, our belief, our iman is being destroyed, is being plundered. So read Surah Kahf and Allah will protect us. And a person will think, his mind will be Quran mind. He will think according to the Quran. Allah will guide him and he will think correctly. So Allah give us tawfiq to read Surah Kahf regularly, at least the first 10 ayats every morning, last 10 ayats every night. And let this not be just that I'm talking, we just have to have a bayan, and that we are listening, but with the niyat of amal. Let us put it into practice. When am I going to read my first 10 ayahs? And tell a friend of mine that please remind me. I will ask you, you ask me if I read it. If we do that, then we will come into amal. Otherwise, it is just talking. Everyone today is talking that during these days, these are those days that a person will be a mu'min in the morning and he'll be a kafir by the night. He'll have iman at night, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. But it is just talk shop, just blowing hot wind. What have we done about it? Practically to protect that iman, if we say it's cold, if your mother tells you when you're leaving the home, it's cold today, it doesn't mean she's informing you. She's telling you, put on a jacket, put on your socks, put on a scarf. So when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam warned us, it isn't just to tell us. It means take your precaution. But each one asks, what have I done? What have I tried to do to save my iman, which is the greatest asset? The whole world and akhirat and everything together can't compare with iman. Such a great thing. And we have been warned and we know the dangers that are today there. But what are we doing to protect ourselves? Just talk shop. Just that we talk about it. Everyone think and let us do something. One simple thing, just read Durood Sharif. Read the Quran Sharif Tilawat. Ulama have prescribed for protection of Iman, Tilawat of Quran. Make sure every day we read our Quran Sharif. Whether it's one ruku, quarter supara, one supara, three supara, whatever Allah gives us tawfiq. And company of the pious. And if we don't have the company of the pious, read the kitabs of the pious. Every day read a little bit, one, half a page, quarter page. But read something, our iman will be protected. If we are really sincere and we have come really for the Islahi Jalsa and we are worried of our Islah, we will make sure we do this. Who has got difference of opinion of Tilawat of Quran Sharif? But how many good friends of ours who have even got Khilafat, they come and they say, in Quran Sharif Tilawat, we are very neglectful. We're not reading a bit of Quran, and good Jayyid Hafiz, and teaching Hifz, but not making Tilawat of Quran Sharif. It's a very, very important thing. And it isn't just to think about somebody else, it is about myself. Am I making Tilawat? Am I reading Quran Sharif? Have I got some connection with the books and the kitabs of our pious people? We should have that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And one very simple amal also, that a person who reads Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi, let us read it together, Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi, 100 times after Jummah, whether sitting here, walking back home to our shops, whatever, Allah forgives 100,000 sins of ours. And it takes about 1.5, 2 minutes to read it. And 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 of our parents' sins are forgiven. We all would like our parents to be in good conditions in the qabr. And that depends on how much of the sins we die with, how much good deeds we have done. It depends on that. So if we, and how many people, it is narrated, die in a bad condition. Their sins were more. Their faces turned black when they died. But because of their children and other people, whoever were made du'as for them, when they get up on the day of Qiyamah, they will be getting up with radiant and shining faces. The malaika will be surprised that these people died in a bad condition. Their faces turned black also. Then it will be told their children were making isali sawab for them, were making du'as for them. Allah give us tawfiq. And this is so simple. Just say 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. And this also we hear. And how many times different places. Whoever was, for example, driving me after Fajumah, then asked him, you read your Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi? Nobody reads it. We just hear and talk about it. But doing it, unfortunately, Allah give us tawfiq. We are here for the Islahi Jalsa. What is the Islahi Jalsa? Just to give us some indication. On one occasion, a murid student of Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayh told him that, Hazrat, Allah is so merciful, so kind. We are so disobedient. We break the laws of Allah so much, yet Allah showers us with His mercy. We have got so much. We are eating well. Our health is well. Our things are, everything. So much of Allah's mercy. So Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi told him, my son, my murid, you are still very immature. You are like a small child who doesn't understand. He's immature. He likes his sugar a lot. He likes sweet things a lot. He likes his juice before he eats food. He must first have his juice. He doesn't want to eat food. He wants to eat sweets. And he's so happy that I'm getting sweets to eat. And I'm drinking juice. But we all know it's not good for him. He's going to destroy his health for his life. He'll become a diabetic. He'll get high blood pressure. All those things. So he told him that the reality of the matter is we are in Allah's azab. All this enjoyment which we think, we are sitting comfortably, We have to think for ourselves, me for myself, each one. We are in the masjid, but am I in Allah's ni'mat or am I in Allah's azab? And he explained, the worst part is we are in the azab of Allah and we don't even know it. And worse, we calling it ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And then he explained that if a person who has got the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that person's tears will just flow from his eyes. Yeah, think for ourselves, when last or whenever did one tear drop come from my eye, the size of the head of a fly also? When did I ever cry? On whom Allah's mercies are, that person cries in the love of Allah. He cries in the fear of Allah. He thinks of his gunas and he cries. We are committing gunas left, right and center. And Allah is putting a trap for us. That this dunya's damage are given to us, and then he takes us to task suddenly, and we are happy with that. We have to think of reality. We are far. We are still not even, we are still in our nappies, immature. Our ears are wet behind the ears still. We got no idea of life, and we are thinking we are very pious. And Allah, so many namas. The namas of dunya, the kuffar are enjoying more than us in this dunya. How much Allah has given? The namas of this dunya, the animals are enjoying. Those are the things for animals and kuffar. For the mu'mineen, ask us, what's my tahajjud condition? Whom Allah loves. You don't have to wake up. Allah wakes you up for tahajjud. You don't have to be worried that you had enough sleep. Allah makes you fresh for tahajjud. You just get up, oh, it's tahajjud time, and a breeze of enjoyment goes through your heart. And you look forward to it. That is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, concentration in namaz, to have Allah in front of me, the most beloved being, to be in His company, and to make sajda, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. Where a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala when he's in sajda. We are in sajda, but we are not even in namaz. We are not even in the masjid. Our body is here. And where, what evil thoughts come to us? We are in the most evil places where our minds are gone, our souls are gone throughout the world. Allah's rahmat is that these things come to a person. Our hands be lift up in du'as. Ask us, when have I got my slot for dua? 2 minutes, when did I fix my time? 2 minutes that I lift my hands and I make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Most of us, we haven't got there. No, there isn't a time for duas in our life. Who on whom Allah's rahmat is, and that the tears don't come, is a clear sign. It comes in the hadith. The great, great buzurgs have explained that it is the cause of that is a hard heart. The heart has become hard, become rock hard. Therefore, no tears flow from the eyes. In the Quran Sharif say, Allah Ta'ala says that water flows from rocks and stones. The great, great rivers of the world, they come from a rock and that river, a river of 3,000 kilometers, 8,000 kilometers long, that river from a rock that water comes. And from our heart, not one tear drop also comes. That's a sign of a hard heart. And the cause of a hard heart is too much of laughter. And today, only that person is good company who is laughing all the time. For nothing also. And the louder he laughs, the better company he is. And he's making a monkey of himself, laughing like that. In front of people also, he just carries on like a mad person, just laughing. That also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained to us, when you laugh also, that فَتَبَسَّمَ ظَاحِكَ مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. Sulaiman al-Islam, when he heard that end talking and said, be careful, Sulaiman is coming with his army, we will get crushed. فَتَبَسَّمَ, then Sulaiman al-Islam first smiled. Zahikan, and then he started laughing. So our Shaykh says, like if we talk somebody something and a person just burst out laughing, all will look at him, he's mad or something. The natural process is first you smile and then you laugh. But we just laughter, loud laughter, and that is a That is a clear sign of the wretchedness of a person. Too much of laughing and too much of talking. And today, who is a good a person who keeps quiet? That is not good company. If we are all together, even on a family occasion, and one person goes and sits one side and makes zikr, reads Quran Sharif, we sort of look down at that person. We don't appreciate that person at all. But that person has got reality. Who we call mad, those are the people who, not all of them, some people are genuinely mad. But those who are mad in the love of Allah Ta'ala, those are the people who have got qualities in them. So we have to see that whether what the condition of our hearts are and what namaz are we in. Are we also amused and we are also excited and overtaken by dunya's namaz only? That is the kuffar lifestyle. That is the animals. I mu'min that I have had the qualities of deen, that he's very particular about his namaz. His tilawat, I can't miss my namaz. My tilawat, I can't miss. Concentration in namaz. And he chides himself. You think you're a namazi, but you're hardly making namaz. You got namaz is when your connection with Allah. You're just making up, down, kissing the ground, and back to town. That is not namaz. Fasting is not a hunger strike. Fasting is a connection with Allah Ta'ala. If your fasting doesn't bring you closer to Allah, then you just stayed hungry. Your roza is done. But the value of that roza, this is what the Islahi Jalsa is, that we come to understand what our deen is. It's not an outward formality of things. Not an outward show of things. Many people, murids also, and mashayikh also, it's all just an outward thing. Many murids become murid just because they have a problem, financial problem, husband, wife, arguments, fight, so they think we'll become murid, everything will come right. Just some magic, habra kadabra, some magic will be made, and everything will come right. One person came to our share. He had some problems, and he said he wants to become murid. Hazrat says, you go and sort out your problems first. Muridi, piri, muridi, and becoming bad is not to sort out our dunya's problems. And a sheikh is not a marriage counselor, and he's not a financial advisor. He's here for your islah. That we're not even thinking about, that I got no concentration in my namaz, I don't enjoy namaz. Those are the things that we must be worried. Du'as for akhirat we ask. Du'as for our islah we ask. But we are all concerned just about dunya. That is not even called piri muridi. That's a whole a big business and an outward show. That has nothing to do with the reality of islah enough. So that is what we must get into us. And wallah, a person whom Allah blesses with this, and plenty people are becoming conscious and are becoming aware, then see the enjoyment of life. Then you will see, Maulana Ibrahim Deodar Sahib, Damat Barakatum explains that when you will get the enjoyment of dhikr, you won't enjoy your food anymore. And he explains, when you're getting enjoyment in your food, no, you haven't got the enjoyment of zikr. And he said, those who found the enjoyment of zikr, of dua, of namaz, their food, just by the way, they just see to eat. They just eat some dry roti. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, rahmatullahi, when he should go on safar, etc., he should take 5-10 rotis. No salan, no tarkari. Just eat the roti like that and just finish up. And quickly. Not our meal is a big agenda. Any occasion, food, meal. We had breakfast at home. We just finished breakfast. We just going to the airport. A half or three-quarter hour, 1 hour's drive. As soon as we sat in the car, the Tupperware's come out now offering samosa, offering pies. We just finished breakfast. But our life is just food. Agenda is food all the time. That is not the way of a mu'min. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a mu'min eats what one stomach. How much? A kafir eats in 7-9 stomachs. His food, you'll see his plate, and you get shocked when you see the plate is full. When you look again, it's empty already. that food waste just evaporates, and again we fill it up, and again it gets empty. That's not the life of a mu'min. Mu'min is a complete different life. So this realities of deen have to come. When we become conscious, today even khanqahs, for example, major thing is the food agenda. That how much we, and all types of varieties of food, and to make the people happy. That should be the last thing on the agenda. But that we give preference to. So our soul, that is the important. Our ruh in the body. As long as the ruh is there, eyes are working, tongue is working, brains are working, everything in the body. As soon as the ruh goes out, a person is in ICU in the hospital, he's got so many pipes attached to him, so many machines, the nurses are running up and down, monitoring him all the time, writing down on there, doctors coming, checking up. As soon as the ruh goes out, they unplug everything. It's not a matter of the body. We are thinking it's a matter of the body. It's a matter of the ruh. But we pay no attention to it. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah is complaining about you people just give preference to dunya. And akhirat, your ruh, it comes the pious of the past, they should make their object of life akhirat. That was the object. Why they living is not for dunya. They should see to the dunya's needs by the way. But the object of life was akhirat. The object of life, and they should write letters to one another. Remind one another. Today that is also not there. And they should say that Allah is our object of life. That we have to please Allah. Today we want to please people. Make the people happy. We go according to the flow. Just join the flow and we will give advice also. Don't become an obstacle. Don't become a thorn. Just join the flow. What people are saying, you must also say. What will make people happy, whether it's the family, whether it's the community, must make the people. Don't even think about Allah. The thought of Allah doesn't exist and Allah can't do anything. You don't have to worry of making Allah happy. That's the way, not even of kuffar, not even of animals. But that is unfortunately how we act in all our matters. Just to make people happy. What the government will say, we must follow. What atheist scientists will say, we must follow. What the lying media will say, we must follow. But what Allah, who is the most truthful, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah is حَقُّ الْمُبِينَ. Allah makes the heart open and speaks the truth. Allah is the only true. But we don't listen to Allah. We don't want to make Allah happy. And to be concerned, they should write the third thing, that worry of your batin, your inside, your ruh, your what's the condition of your soul, your ruh, your akhlaq, your ibadat, your aqaid. Today we're not worried of aqaid also. Just talking that very bad times, lot of fitnas, and you can lose your iman. But what am I doing to save my iman? My children, if they don't wear their socks, is a problem. It's a little bit cold. They don't wear a jacket, is a problem. But they didn't make fajr, is no problem. They didn't read Surah Yasin in the morning, is no problem. We haven't got concern of our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And yet we pride ourselves as the best Muslims. Best Muslims in the world. You can't find Muslims like South African Muslims in the world. The way we think about ourselves, we are very super Muslims. And yet our condition is so horrendous and so horrible and so terrible as far as our deen is concerned. The Islahi Jalsa is at least we become aware of that. We become conscious and then we start doing something about it. Not just we came for 3 days and we spend them here. And in fact, only 2 days from Jummah now till Ahad, Sunday, Zohar, and now we are happy I went to Islahi Jalsa. Some brothers, Tabligh Jamaat came a few weeks ago, and they told, give us a short nasihat advice. Only Allah put it in my heart. I told them, our success is not in the announcement, that our success is in fulfilling the commandments of Allah in the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our success is putting that into practice. that the commands of Allah comes in our lives, that the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in our lives. They were very much appreciative and they kept on repeating it, because we think we make the announcement all the time, or we talk in the khanqa, or we learn 6 years in the Darul Uloom, so because of that I taught, I learned, so I'm all right. No, it is when it comes in our life. Deen is when it comes in, when we wake up, when we go to sleep at night, ask ourselves and be sincere at least to ourselves. For other people we want to still save face and we will even speak lies. But be sincere to ourselves when we go and sleep is my last dua. My dua at the end, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. I'm dying now in your name. And I will wake up in your name if you permit me. Do I read that? How many of us with the cell phone? How many of us with a sweet in the mouth and we're going to sleep? So unhealthy with all that sweetness in the mouth and we're going to sleep. Very, very unhealthy. And with the cell phone and we fall asleep looking at the cell phone. Where the cell phone fell one side, where we fell asleep. And that person who reads durood and falls asleep, who reads his dua. And with consciousness, this du'as are great value, sunnah du'as. But when we are done with consciously, then they have got actual value. And in the morning, first thing again, there we read, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. In the morning, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. Wa ilayhi nushur. We're going to return to that consciousness. I woke up. It's not my dunya, not my earning my rosy, not my health that I must be worried. I'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. I have to give account there for all what I do. How many of us? Now we will have meals. How many of us will read our Bismillah? Well, many times we ask our friends when we're sitting, you read Bismillah? All said yes. But you didn't see anyone's lips also moving. And the few, mashallah, there are those, and usually it is small children, they said, yeah, we forgot. But big people, they always, that we read Bismillah. But you don't see the sign. Now I said, must read Durood Sharif. We don't see anyone reading. In our hearts we are reading, Alhamdulillah. Our ikhlas is gone over the cup. It's full that we don't want anyone. But if we are not reading, what is our condition? Allah. So this is what is called the Islahi Jalsa. If a person, he has come here and we take this into our lives, not only take the message, and with that concern comes in our, and mashallah, there are plenty of people who are becoming concerned, worried of the life of the akhirat, really worried of iman, not just talking about it. Those are the people who will benefit. And otherwise, it will be that we just came, we had a get-together, it just be a talk show, just a workshop, just a conference, and there is nothing that comes out from there. All the resolutions passed at conferences and all that is null and void. It doesn't mean anything. If we have, really we are concerned of our Islam, this will come into us. So Allah give us tawfiq. And it is a serious matter. Nobody can escape maut. That maut that is going to face us, stare us in the face, is going to come to us. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written of one person, that at the time of maut, the farishtas came with a cage of fire. And he said, we're putting you in this cage and we're going to take you away. If our maut has to come like that, what will be our condition? And today when we're losing our iman, left, right and center, we are supporting the people who are destroying the iman of, or their own iman, the iman of the ummah, and we're still silent about it. This is not ghibat to talk about it. If we don't, it is mudahanat. It is a major sin if we don't expose these people who are leading people to Jahannam. Allah guide us all to righteousness and let us be concerned of our akhirat. And this is what the object and purpose of the Islahi Jalsa is. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.